most would agree that our existence goes deeper than what we see on the surface. We abhor the thought of being shallow, and rightly so, because we go so much deeper than that in truth. For those who are new to this concept, I'm really excited to open the door here because it provides context to some of those more mysterious things in life. Now, please note, the following chat I'm about to have with you is really just a quick review of our three bodies. And note that some people may refer to them with different names, but that's neither here nor there. They exist, no matter what you call them. And furthermore, whilst they do indeed exist, I'm not going to touch on the other component of auras in this discussion today. So the first body we're going to talk about is our material or physical body. It doesn't really need that much of an introduction because it's the one we're most familiar with. But let's touch on it anyway so we're all on the same page. So the first body is clearly the physical one. It's the one we all see with our eyes and can touch each day. Even though it's physical, it is still just energy, albeit a more dense and low vibration energy. Now, this body understands and experiences life through a feedback loop of physical sensations. It requires a continuous flow of intelligent energy to operate through, and that leads us to the next body. Now, let's go a layer deeper, and we find the astral or energetic body. This body is a lighter vibration, and it lies within the material body. It's this astral body which makes our otherwise inert material body come to life. Ever wondered how your heart knows how and when to pump? How your lungs inhale and exhale without you even thinking about it? Well, we can thank the astral body for this because one of the many roles it fulfills is fueling the material body with intelligent instruction. We don't need to cognitively tell our body to do every single thing across every single cell because the astral body is doing this for us. Now, we go on to the causal body, the third body, also known as the universal or one mind. The causal body is our highest vibration self, which sits even deeper within us. It transcends beyond intelligence because it is pure love and it is infinite wisdom. It's the intuitive part of us that knows because it's already a part of everything. The causal always knows the right answers for those who take the time to maintain a connection with it and ask it. If you ever hear me refer to the true you, this is the you I'm referring to, your deepest yet highest vibrational causal body. Ever wondered how you just knew something before it happened, or made an uncharacteristic decision which led you to some better pathway? Those moments are often glimmers of your inner wisdom surfacing. This is one of the many reasons it's so important to meditate on a regular basis. Tranquil meditation is one of the only ways, for most of us at least, to commune with our divine infinite self. So how do they work together? One might think we get a bit crowded with three bodies all squished together, and if we were talking about nothing but material bodies, I would agree. But remember, they're each on a different vibratory frequency. The material is dense energy, the exterior body. The astral is a lighter energy in the interior, and the causal is the highest vibration of our bodies, and it is infinitely deep. It's like each one of us is a set of those adorable little nesting dolls whereby one body sits inside of the other, being of service to the next one. So how do they work together if they're all in the same spot, but not in the same spot? Well, our three bodies are knitted together by our seven main personal chakras. Thus, when our chakras are well-balanced and flowing in harmony, our causal body quietly guides our astral body, which fuels and directs our material body, so it can experience this gift of life that we have. But for many, instead of working from the inside out, this flow moves backward. The person makes decisions based on the outer world, the material experiences first, and never listens to their inner intelligence. They can't even comprehend the fact that there's an all-knowing ancient wisdom within them. So let this be your moment to break from that backward flow, to choose something which makes your heart sing, to follow the path which leads to the release of your best and most truthful self. So whether that's learning chakra basics or advanced chakras with me or through some other way, let this be your time to make that positive change in your life. As ever, big love to you.